Kieran Brennan, manager of Castlefin Celtic. You can hear the noise in the background. You've won the Donegal League Premier Division. A great day for the club.
Big day for the club, you know, big day for the immediates there too. Game wasn't easy, despite the scoreline, you know, but now we're very happy, as you can hear, they won.
Yeah. So, all down to the final game, but it was in your own hands, and ultimately you did the business.
Aye, that's right. Probably compared to last year, you know, we knew I won here. Well, again, I won last year, done the first two, but that's in our own hands, as you said there. We weren't expecting, I suppose, Kildare to take points off Kilmac, but that's the way it worked out, and we knew it was going to be a hard game here today.
So just to recap, I mean, last year was a case of so near and yet so far. So at the start of this season, you know, you sat down with the players and you obviously said you want to go one better.
That's right. You know how a couple of young fellas come through there. Other than that, it's the exact same team since last year. And we knew we could have won it last year. Hard to say we should have won it last year, you know, because Kildrum were so strong, but we knew if we got another rattle at it, we wouldn't be far away.
Yeah. So the game today, 1-0 at the break. Probably should have been more because you had a couple of chances, particularly for before the end of the half. And then the second half, I mean, once you got the second and third goals, it was pretty much in the bag.
The game opened up after that, you know, probably the second goal. Kildrum had to push forward, you know, when they were leaving holes to back, which the kind of firepower we have, you know. The boys got on there and got the goals, which is important.
And you brought on a few subs, and you know, great to involve people because at the end of the day, it's a squad. It's not just about 11 players.
No, that's right. Definitely emptying the bench there. It's something we've done nearly every game. The difference when you fall to ring on from the bench, you know, I can finish games out and the stones for us often. Donegal Town, near the start of the season, you know, we're 1-0 down. Come on, to 1-2-1. Victors can't bring you on to one leagues at the end of the season, you know.
And you do have that proverbial mix of experienced players and younger guys coming through.
We do. I with three or four there come through from under-16s and Saturday team last year. And that's important, you know. A few oilheads in, like Emmett White, Peter Bryson, Johnny Doherty, Shane Gallagher. You know, that's the difference when you have them boys.
And just for the club, I mean, Castlefin have been involved in Donegal League action right down through the years. We played out in Donnyloop years ago. There was a couple of forays into the FAI Junior Cup, but this is the first time you've won the Premier title, so it really is a historic moment.
Definitely is. There's been some good teams in the past, you know, just didn't get the luck, but the last few years, with the team we had, we knew we could go on better, and we're happy with this year, anyway.
So, there'll be a little bit of a knees up?
There'll be a couple of days, a couple of hours maybe. It'll start with a couple of hours, but I think it'll end up a couple of days. And it's well overdue, you know. Everybody in the club deserves it, so we'll be looking forward to it now.
And finally, I mean, just looking around here at Parkview, I mean, you were one of the, I suppose, the more progressive clubs some years back, developing new facilities, and you know, it's great, and yet you're able to have the youngsters coming through.
Aye, definitely. There's a lot of people putting hard work here. Joe Dunyon, Ewan O'Brien, Anthony McCormick, you know, Seamus Key. There are a lot of people here. Clubs are life, you know, and it shows here. They end up the facilities. Everything's looking good. There's Joe out picking up bottles. Look, at the end of the game, and everybody else on celebrating. That's the way it is, you know, and hopefully the club can push on, maybe win a few more Premiers. But as long as we're bringing young boys through more than anything else, it's not about the winning Premiers, it's getting young boys to Castlefin to play football, which a lot of them's doing at the moment.
Raymond Foy, a historic day for everybody involved with Castlefin Celtic. You obviously are delighted, and you know how much it means for everyone.
This victory's for everybody here at the club. It's our first time in our history that we've won the Donegal Premier Division. I came back, I suppose, to the club 2 years ago, and a few people would have raised eyebrows and said, you know, why is he going back there? But it's for days like today, where you come back to your own hometown club.
And you did it in style.
I suppose that's actually the first time we really opened up. You know, this season we've been just kind of scraping through at times and maybe not playing particularly well, maybe scoring late goals, but in the second half of that we showed what we can do, if you know what I mean, when we open up, and there's some fantastic goals there in the second half.
And at the break it was just 1-0, but you probably had a couple of good chances, and maybe you were a bit disappointed to go in only one up.
The first goal, obviously Corey came out of nothing really, he just came around the right wing and he set it right into the top corner, but we've had a good few chances, but I think we just kept reiterating at half time, if we kept doing what we were doing, we were going to create chances, and thankfully we did.
Both sides playing the ball on the deck, some good football out there, and two quick goals at the start of the second half, that really sealed it.
They have some great players there, you know, Matty Cross and Kevin McHugh, players that have played at a really, really high level, so it's going to be a good game of football. You know, I thought maybe in the first 20 minutes both teams, although they might not have much to play for, we were both kind of nervous, both kind of giving the ball away, but thankfully, as I say, we got the result in the end.
And there'll be some celebrations tonight.
Ah, there'll be serious celebrations. Just I want to just say on record, look, well done to Kilmacrenan as well, on finished second. We had a bit of argy-bargy throughout the year, but I think that's all it was. And, you know, there's no bad blood between Castlefin or Kilmacrenan, so we'll enjoy our celebrations now, and it'll go on for a few days, I would imagine.